Friday, Texas. Got it done. Welcome in. A little extra Saturday edition here of the show. A&M. Is A&M a fraud? Maybe they are a fraud. How about that? Is Texas making a playoff? Shane's supposed to be here, but I don't know. I don't know about that guy. He was supposed to do an emergency pod last night. Wasn't here for that either. So, man, so much going on in the SEC. Lane Kiffin, coming or going. John Summerall, coming or going. Drake, staying. I don't know what to make of this. Cam says he's dead inside. It's probably going to get a lot easier for you, Cam. Don't worry. Kiffin is, Kiffin's probably leaving, it sounds like. Dogs to Atlanta. Man, so much is going on.
Hey!
Hey, I'm not leaving.
Where you been, man?
You know, just finishing off some leftovers, watching a little foosball. Thinking about, I don't know, man. I pumped up this week. This is my favorite weekend. I'm sticking to it. But it's been a little dry. Drier than that turkey I had Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that means we're going to have a lot of action this evening. But it's been, it's short of two big plays today in the South Carolina game, short of, a few explosive plays in that Texas A&M game. It's been one of those, it's been kind of a slow weekend.
Well, Georgia went down to the wire, didn't it? And
yeah, but golly, wasn't that hard to watch? You didn't find that a little bit tough to watch?
I wasn't even able to watch it, so that's why I was waiting for you. Break it down. Georgia winning, Texas.
Yeah,
I didn't get to watch much of Texas either.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. I will say this, man. It felt like tale two halves with Texas A&M. Obviously, it started out real slow, and honestly, I felt like Texas A&M really had an opportunity to eliminate the crowd noise, to keep Arch Manning uncomfortable, because at times at that first half, he truly was. But again, a few mistakes, you know, at leaky defense came, reared its ugly head in the second half, and Texas capitalized. So now we're sitting there, and that's the ultimate conversation. I feel like this so far, the conversation is Lane Kiffin fighting a reporter, right? Mm-hmm. Is he leaving? Is he not?
That hoe.
Yeah, the coaching carousel, that hoe down there in Oxford, you know. And then does Texas get in? That's kind of where we're at right now, right? So
now how about this?
Yeah.
Here's just something I've been hearing. A&M didn't want to beat Texas. Skip Atlanta, getting a home playoff game. Would you buy that? I think they didn't want to win it.
Well, I wouldn't say that they didn't want to win it, right? But if it were true, I will say this. When Reed went down, right, with that injury.
He may have been faking it.
I don't know if he was faking it. It looked pretty bad there for a second. But they had a moment where they could have just sat him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I think we got a wide receiver injury in this game. It just feels like there were some moments that if we truly didn't want to win this one, you know what it reminds me of? Many, many years ago. Do you remember New England was going undefeated?
Yeah.
Remember that? They were just undefeated, and they'd sit people in the last game and all that stuff, and they get the bye week, and then ultimately the Giants beat them, you know? But you're just like, did they lose because they took their foot off the gas, or was it just, you know, the New York Giants were a better football team? So I question the outcome, right? It's big for Texas. You knock off a top three team at home by multiple scores. But for the A&M side, it's like, you know what? Well, we don't have to go. You're still not out. You know, let's not forget there's a real situation. Alabama loses. You still got that graphic that took me about 3 days to memorize. Yeah, so
A&M, you're still alive.
Yeah.
Need a lot of help, but you're still alive for the SEC. Georgia's officially in because A&M lost. Bama wins, they're in. And Ole Miss won. they still need help. So, I believe A&M's done. Because it's Bama wins there, it's Bama, Georgia.
Oh.
If Bama loses, it's Ole Miss, Georgia. Yeah. So that's where we're at now.
Yeah, really. I sucked at this scenario. I was going to say, what if – let me ask you this, though. Let's just say it's Georgia and Bama, right?
Yeah.
Does the loser of that game get kicked out? I mean, because
– I mean, there's a shot.
I'm looking at the playoffs here, and there's a lot of people that think they deserve – like, I'm watching Miami's winning, right? There may be a real scenario we have two ACC teams in, or at least making the conversation that they're two based off the AP. You're looking at the Big Ten, same concept, right? There's going to be multiple Big Ten teams in there.
Yeah.
So we're starting to get a little top heavy here, and somebody's going to get left out. And I wonder if it's a loser of a championship game, you know, a game that nobody wants to play, right? Other than Greg Sankey and all the people making money. But or in Kirby Smart, apparently, you know, yeah. I don't know if you saw that one, but at the end of the day, if it's a game that keeps someone out, I wonder what's the ramifications of that.
Well, I just think you're putting the cart in front of the horse because we still got the whole day. There's all these games.
Yeah,
we got to see the matchups. We got to see the rankings. So,
you
might be onto something, but I think it's kind of silly to talk about that. How about Michael Dunlap? It's not silly to give us a donation. He's at the Palmetto Bowl. He's hammered, Shane. Go, Cox. But, hey, here's one thing you haven't had on if you want to talk playoff.
Uh-huh.
Apologies. This isn't updated yet. I'll do it probably tonight. But Texas. Does Texas, 9-3, not 8-3, 9-3.
Yeah.
6-2 in the conference. Multiple top 10 wins here, Shane. Does Texas deserve to go to the playoff?
I literally started off with that. I feel like there's a real the conversation boils down to this, Mike. Because even Steve came out and said it right after the game.
Yeah.
Should we went out here and we played Ohio State, we could have not done that, right?
Uh-huh.
We could, but now you're penalizing us for a game that we lost by one score. That we outrushed, apparently, remember, Hunter's here, so yards matter. So we had 200 more yards than Ohio State, and should we get penalized that? I'll say this. I don't think you should. I do not think you should get penalized for that game. I felt like that was kind of a net zero. Like, it does not matter who wins or loses that first game of the year because they're two totally different teams by the end of the season.
Right.
The one that's ultimately hurting them is the Florida Gator game down at the Swamp, right? I feel like you need something. You need Vanderbilt to come in here and whoop Tennessee's ass, right? Because why? You beat Vanderbilt. I feel like something like that, you can really kind of get some, but then where do you put Vanderbilt, you know?
That's going to be interesting. All right, hey, I got this too.
Yeah.
Shane, Lane Kiffin,
Florida. You about said it.
That was still undecided, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, it's looking like LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, this literally could break at any moment. I was hoping it did while we were sitting here. But it could be going to LSU. There was a viral tweet going around of some Florida booster, which I do not believe is real.
Yeah.
But here's the deal with Florida and Kiffin, Shane.
Yep.
Kiffin did not believe in Scott Strickland. So if you want to point the fingers at anybody down in Gainesville, they had an agreement with Kiffin. He hasn't signed it. And, of course, you know, they're out of the running now. But I have been told it was 1,000% because of Scott Strickland and his dumbass interviewing GMs before they even hired a coach to kind of, you know, when you get Kiffin in there, you gotta give him full control of the program.
Right.
They were already kind of getting in the middle of that. So, yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with boosters, and it sounds like it's going to be John Summerall, which is, again, not official.
Right.
But how about this, Shane? So, John Summerall to Auburn, we've been talking about that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn tried to lowball his ass, and they told him, you have to keep DJ Durkin as your defensive coordinator. And this is something we talked about, Shane, where You know, I think we had cousins asking, you know, can they keep him? Will they keep him? And what did we say on this show, Shane? We said, hey, if John Summerall wants to keep him,
yeah,
that makes sense. You do it. But you cannot, you literally cannot hire a guy that is coveted, that's got options, and go from day one setting, all right, if we hire you, you got to keep this guy.
Right.
You're already crossing a line. It's his program. You can't be dictating. I don't care who, I don't care if it's, you know, Brent Venables was the defensive coordinator or Kirby Smart. Again, do you want to keep those guys? If you're smart, of course. But
yeah,
you do not dictate to a man who he's going to hire. That's what Auburn did. And that's why John Summerall is not going to be the Auburn coach.
Not Summerall of all people. Have you not watched one fucking interview with this guy? I don't think that guy's being told to do anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm right there with you. There's a handful of jobs. It's like, it's different if it's Jeff Lebby to Mississippi State, right?
Right.
We could put a few guardrails on what we're going to expect as far as expectations for a university. But you're going out here and you're getting the top tier of a list, a very short list of eligible candidates. You're going to give them full reins, especially full Lane Kiffin. If he wants to hire an AD, you know what I'm saying? I may just kick Strickland out. It probably should happen, right? Other than a basketball coach, what has he been successful with? So maybe get him out of there and maybe that be the deal. So yeah, kind of blows my mind, and Florida fans should be totally pissed off with as many bad hires that they had down there and to have your coach almost with a bow on it, and then find out it's like Christmas vacation and finding out, you know, you ain't getting that pool after all. You're getting jelly of the month, you know? So, and I feel like if any coaches are going to have some guardrails, they're not going to do it. Why would they do it? I feel like why would you do it? If you were a person like, I'm going to go in here, I need yes men around me to get where I need to go. You're clearly bringing me in because this program sucks and I need to elevate it. But I can't do that if I've got to do checks and balances with my AD the entire way.
Right. And the way things are trending, Shane, Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio, and our buddy Nick Roush, they've been saying it. And now they are literally, as we are speaking, saying it online. Mark Stoops got to go. Now again, are they going to have the power to do that? No, but they have the pulse of the fan base. Kentucky's getting their ass hammered against Louisville.
Yep.
They got their ass hammered last week against Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. And all the goodwill he had from beating Tennessee Tech, Florida that quit, and Auburn, who immediately fired their head coach because it was so inexcusable to lose to Mark Stoops in Kentucky. I think a week from today, I think Kentucky's fired Mark Stoops. Yeah. Probably this weekend.
I mean, a little too much, as you said, ass hammering going on up there.
Motivated.
Motivated, yes. No, I'm motivated for them to, you know, because, you know, you look at schools that maybe historically have had, you know, some bad runs. They're now like Ole Miss. We're talking about them never being an SEC championship. Now they're sitting there at the door of a college football playoff. You're looking at Vanderbilt right down the street. You're talking about laughingstock. That was Vanderbilt University. And what are they doing? They're about to go potentially 10-2 and an opportunity for a college football playoff. They have top quarterbacks flipping from the University of Georgia to their program. You know, this is they're having extensions made on contracts. It's unreal. And then Kentucky, the same old Kentucky. Yes, we love Coach Stoops. He's a great guy. I'd like to have a cold beer with him. But times are changing, and we got to get rid of him. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Hey, shout out. Shit, no gigging last night. It was a straight hooking. Horns up, baby. And by the way, Georgia should be kissing our burnt orange behinds for getting them into the SEC title game. What a time, Shane. What a time. Man, the entire season, I would say, for the most part, has been a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Yet you still beat A&M as maybe their best season of all time. You know what?
Yeah. I do like a little controversy right here for the playoffs, you know, but I don't want too many SEC teams screwed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want plenty of them in, and I just don't want to hold. I don't want them to make decisions, say, you know what? Well, we can't bring Texas in because it pissed Vanderbilt off, you know, or vice versa. Like, so let's just leave them out. Let's let them be the first outs, you know?
That's what they did last year. Carolina, Ole Miss, yeah. Bama. They said, well, hell, let's not put any of them in.
Well, you said they set it up for Ole Miss. Ole Miss dropping, not even playing. They were setting it up so if they lost the Egg Bowl that they could easily excuse them from the college football playoff conversation.
And shout out J.R. Shane. He's been a member for 15 months. SEC championship. And he gifted a membership, Shane, to Midwest Picker.
The legend, cousin J.R. has done it again.
Thank you, J.R.
Thank you, cuz.
Anything else? Yeah, Georgia. So Georgia, the SEC championship. How'd they look against Tech? I missed most of that game traveling.
Not good. Not good. I mean, there was a couple of moments in the first half they really could have. The defense is back, right? The defense is all the way back. It's the offense. And I don't know what's going on with Gunner, but maybe one of the clumsiest quarterback running quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. It doesn't register what they're trying to do. So I'm a little worried about the long run, but again, you know, it's a rivalry and they found a way to win. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter really what the score is. I just think with Georgia having a defense back, they're going to be in every single football game. It's just which Gunner's going to show up, in my opinion.
Any thoughts on Drink getting a second contract extension in 4 months, Shane, after going 7-4 with this schedule? Now he's going to make $11 million a year.
Yeah, I think this is great for Mizzou, right? You know what I'm saying? But I wonder, like, did somebody not get a job they wanted or something? You know, it's like we put in for a credit card that says, we're going to consider this decision for 7 days. You're just like, you know what? I'm just going to stay here. Let's make it special here. So,
Is he worth $11 million, though? I mean, I guess he is, obviously, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I that's a lot of money, man. And again, I feel like coaches need to make money, correct? But I think it needs to be more bonus structured, which I hope there's a lot of that in there. It needs to be more about the coordinators, because one thing about Drink and the success he's had is because he's been able to bring in some pretty fire assistant coaches, and they go on to do other things as well. But more importantly, it's about NIL, keeping the kids home in the state of Mizzou there. So I feel like that's where my money should be going.
Right. I think you nailed it, Shane. That's exactly what I was going to say. Last time we heard from Drake, what was he out here saying? Hey, all these Fortune 500 companies in our state, they need to pick it up, compensate our players. Hey, so this is all legal, so I don't mind him saying that. In fact, I very much like that he says that and is trying to encourage donations to get players more money and attract more talent so Missouri can get over the hill, but and then sit here and get a massive contract extension for going 7-4. You know what I mean? With this schedule, I don't know. It seems like he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. You know what?
Yeah. But shout out to the university for ponying up. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of schools that won't and lost their coaches in the process. And again, I don't know what's going on with Lane Kiffin up there in Ole Miss, but I've heard that they would match any offer that he's received. So I feel like Lane, it almost feels like, and I hate to go back to Lane Kiffin here, but it feels like he has the decision. This is me, not a text, you know. No name calling or anything like that. It's just me personally. I feel like he knows where he wants to go. He wants to do it, but he doesn't want to hurt the relationships he's, you know, and the trust and the fans. I feel like there's some of that going on. And so there's just no nice way to exit this situation. So you think it's messy now. I feel like here in the next day or two, and that's why keep those notifications on, because as soon as we find out if Lane Kiffin's leaving, we're going to jump on and talk about it. But I feel like that there's going to be somebody getting left out here. I don't feel like he'll be doing the college football playoffs. I don't think he'll be doing the SEC championship if they make it. I feel like we've seen Lane Kiffin as an Ole Miss coach one last time.
And speaking of messy, Shane, last thing I got.
Yeah.
I believe you were working, but I went live. What was it? I guess it was Wednesday with the news of Alex Golish to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Which apparently he is accepted, but not signed. Messy, messy, Shane. As these teams get down their list, apparently Golish now a candidate at Auburn. Golish a candidate at Ole Miss if they need him.
Yeah.
Golish, potentially a candidate for Florida. Could you imagine being an Arkansas fan? It took you 24, 40, this is exactly what we said, 24, 48 hours to get, you get excited about the hire. You have the Russian boar, probably running out, getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
And then, oh, he goes to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Just like Lane Kiffin. I mean, for Arkansas' sake, I hope that doesn't happen, but it may very well happen.
I go all in. Whatever he needs around him, Arkansas can't afford to miss this one. Golish to Arkansas would be big. I think Summerall's the ultimate moving piece right now. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about Florida. I've heard that Ole Miss could still be on. I mean, because if they're offering Lane, sure, you know, they got money lined up. If they want John Summerall, I'm not saying that can't happen. So it just feels like there's a little bit of a revolving door. But eventually, you know that game we used to play as kids and you'd have to sit. What's that? You'd run around and then
music
stops. Yeah. I feel like that's going to happen. And one of these schools is going to be left without a coach.
Hey, VFL Logan, appreciate you. $10. Don't choke on that Manning sausage just yet. A&M were frauds, and the team that loses to Florida overtime with Kentucky, blown out by Georgia, doesn't deserve to make the playoff. Shut up, Sharkeesian. Horns down. Go Big Orange. Thank you, Logan.
Thank you, Gus.
We had one more here, Shane, from Jacob Bench. Appreciate you. Unfortunately, my Aggies didn't get it done. 11-1, though. On to the playoffs to host a playoff game at Cow Field. Get some rest and remember this feeling. There you go, Shane. I mean, hey, remember last year, not exactly the same scenario, but Ohio State, what'd they do? They shat the bed, lost to Michigan.
Yep.
Does anybody talk about that? No, they talk about they went on a historic run and won the national championship.
Yep.
There's no reason if A&M does the same, no one's going to give a shit that they lost to Texas. You know what?
They are not. They are not. And I'm thinking about a couple teams right now. One that's about to kick off here in a minute, Oklahoma, you know, on a right. you talk about a historic run. This is one that, again, we don't care about how you got there as long as you get there. So you got to put LSU away. So that's not going to be an easy one.
And then one more here. Marshall, appreciate you for the donation. We were the SIP Super Bowl last night. And the best part is they'll still likely watch A&M and OU in the playoff from the couch. Don't lose that bum Billy Napier and you're in. Giggle forever. I mean, is that the worst part? If Texas doesn't make it, they're two arch rivals. I beat them both. But exactly, that'll be what cost them. Florida lost if they don't make it in. And seeing your two rivals that you literally are better than this year.
Yeah.
But they make it and you don't. That's good.
Wouldn't it be
look.
Something if they were like totally different sides of the bracket and that's our national championship? Is it in, please tell me it's in Texas this year.
All right, buddy. Hey, I think that's a perfect place to log off here.
Yeah.
We'll probably be jumping back on at some point, if need be, or maybe just some reactions here. I'd love to see a little reaction from Shane, perhaps, for this Tennessee Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. So anything else, buddy, before we end it?
No, just keep those notifications on because you're right. If there's a little blowout, we're probably going to jump on here and bitch about it. So look forward to seeing everybody. If not, Mike will have the power rankings on tonight, so be sure to check that out. And if not, I'll also see you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Come on, baby.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.